What is this?
Blanc de barbu au coulis de poivron rouge. It's the best part of a fish.
Give me the map, then. Now, meantime, we shall express our darker purpose.
Yes, Father.
Know that I have divided in three my empire. This is my fast intent to shake all cares and business from my age, conferring them on younger strength, while I unburdened crawl toward death. Are you listening? Now, my joy, although my last and least, speak!
What shall Cordelia speak? Love and be silent.
Arthea.
What country is that over there?
This is the Kingdom of France.
Take off.
Yes, Mr. Learo.
Now, you know, Bugsy Siegel and Lansky, that's Meyer Lansky, they was always fighting. And the point was that Bugsy was a real killer. Not like this Richard Nixon. You
know? How many people did he kill?
How many? Eight or ten, that I know.
In his own hands?
Yeah, mostly. Sometimes he got some friends to help and he'd get rid of them. But this Meyer, Lansky, the little guy, and he was a philosopher, you know. And 2 days, in Vegas, this was 2 days before Bugsy was murdered. This Lansky said to him, something I got his words in his own writing here. I want you to hear these. He says this. This is Lansky, see? To Bugsy. Studying human nature, I came to the conclusion people prefer to be righteous at home and a sinner somewhere else. Own handwriting.
As for myself, I stick to the saying. When you lose your money, you lose nothing. When you lose your character, you lose everything.
Well, think about that, my beloved.
What's that?
About that, will you? Answer me. Huh?
I
tried to make
it. I don't have my heart in my mouth.
You men can speech of it. You may mar your dollars.
As you wish.
Love's labor's lost. As you wish. 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 As you watch, as you watch, as you watch.
What's your hurry?
By the late 60s, the whole country was Las Vegas size. Entertainment conglomerates like MGM today own the largest establishment in Vegas. Bugsy Siegel's Flamingo is now the Las Vegas Hilton. Molly, Playboy, Holiday Inn have rushed into Atlantic City. New El Dorado on the surface. And New York City is not far behind. All of these vibes and leisure centers are linked together as my Aero Jet Company.
Bye.
you're not really there. Because I can close my eyes and not see you. I can close my thoughts and not find you. Tonight we're dealing with something that we can't deal with. Something we can't find. It's just a thing in a book. Title appears. Kiln Radio presents.
Make no noise.
A DJ Bennett production. Power and virtue.
In my heart, there is a kind of fighting that will not let me sleep.
Shakespeare and Orwell.
You begot me, bred me, loved me, and I return those duties as our right fit. Love you, obey you, and most honor you.
There is two telex, Mr. Lab.
A beat. Two feet. Lips.
Sir, I love you more than word can wield the matter.
Thighs.
Dearer than eyesight, space.
Space and liberty. Beyond what can be valued, rich or rare. No less than
ass.
Life. Than grace, health, beauty, honor. As much as child e'er loved or father found.
Welcome to the chill room.
Breath and speech unable beyond all manner of so much I love.
Is that Gloria?
It's our eldest, yes.
Gina?
We are the bonus of the
Cordelia. And yet not so, since I'm sure my love's more ponderous than my tongue.
Tell me, my daughters. Since now we will divest us both of power and business, which of you shall we say does love us more? Now, my joy. To whose young love TWA in 20th Century Fox strive to be of interest. What can you say to draw a third more obdurate than his sisters?
Speaking. Nothing.
no thing.
Let me have surgeons. I'll cut the brains.
I've never seen anything as stupid as these goblins. They're always showing up too soon or too late. You never really know what they're up to. Then again, I suppose they don't either. They can't help it. These gentle and powerful beings, the secret agents of human memory, they blow it every time.
I will be back in a moment. I will say nothing. Am I in France?
In your own kingdom, sir.
Not now.
Do not
as we say your kingdom. I bow to the testament to someone else.
Looking again at Lupino's picture from the time when he was young and first assistant to Renoir, and noticing the difference between that and the old man that he became with time, I suddenly discovered why his artistic father, Jean, also becoming old, was so keen on young girls.
Start
like his father, Auguste.
And his water drops fell and slipped over my skin. My hands were stained with moss. My toes were reddened from crushed flowers. And the wind passed through branches. I felt the very life of a tree. Then I pressed my legs yet closer and laid my open lips upon the hairy nape of a bough. One woman may envelop herself in white wool. Another may clothe herself in silk and gold. Still another, cover herself with flowers, green leaves, and grapes. Me? I enjoy life only when naked.
There I smell them out.
Take me as I am.
Go to.
Without robes or jewels or sandals.
Of their words.
Take me as my mother made me in a night of love long past.
And each doth good
and
to
if I please
the other.
I am
get
not
out to tell
my
so.
Eyes famished for a look. Or
heart
for
here is Belitus. My hair is black with its own
blackness.
And my lips red of their own color. My locks float about me, free and
come
round like
feathers. The dragon and his breath.
My breasts,
I
sweet flowers of flesh. How rich and voluptuousness you are. My breasts and my hands.
My sight.
How soft you are.
So be my grave my peace.
How youthfully perfume.
Her
sweet rounded forms are the arms. But I imprison you in bands of gold. Oh, my
not
deliver you on me.
The
receive me with your splendor. One evening on the soft grass, young girls with hair of violets all dance together. And coach to the flame of heart of love. Struck the measures with her sonorous little palms. Kaisi danced shakily, then stopped, suffocated with laughter. Took her sister by the breasts, lit her on the shoulder, and then threw her down like a girl that wishes to play. Then Selene was entered in, seeing so familiar, seated herself upon the bench. She took Galata's palm on the other. to be so. Art thou afraid of us? Approach. These children love thee. They will teach thee something thou knowest not.
Child. She takes my
Most people who bother with the matter at all would admit that the English language is in a bad way. But it is generally assumed that we cannot, by conscious action, do anything about it. Our civilization is decadent, and our language, so the argument runs, must inevitably share in the general collapse. It follows that any struggle against the abusive language is a sentimental archaism, like preferring candles to electric light or hansom cabs to airplanes. Underneath this lies the half-conscious belief that language is a natural growth and not an instrument which we shape for our own purposes. Now, it is clear that the decline of language must ultimately have political and economic causes. It is not due simply to the bad influence of this or that individual writer, but an effect can become a cause, reinforcing the original cause and producing the same effect in an intensified form, and so on indefinitely. A man may take to drink because he feels himself to be a failure, and then fail all the more completely because he drinks. It is rather the same thing that is happening to the English language. It becomes ugly and inaccurate because our thoughts are foolish, but the slovenliness of the language makes it easier for us to have foolish thoughts. The point is that the process is reversible. Modern English is full of bad habits which spread by imitation and which can be avoided if one is willing to take the necessary troubles. If one gets rid of these habits, one can think more clearly. And to think clearly is a necessary first step toward political regeneration, so that the fight against bad English is not frivolous and is not an exclusive concern of writers. It is something we can do.
Seven, eight. isolated man. Lonely, isolated. Man on the criminal landscape of America.
Who's right there in this crazy
world? Her father?
Yes.
Lansky's organized crime takes in hope of getting casino gambling legalized.
Wait a minute. Take your time. What's your hurry? What's your hurry? You are always disobeying.
By the late 60s, the whole country was Las Vegas-sized.
Man.
Entertainment conglomerates like MGM today own the largest establishment in Vegas. Bugsy Siegel's Flamingo is now the Las Vegas Hilton.
Go slow, slow.
Molly, Playboy, Holiday Inn have rushed into Atlantic City. New El Dorado on the surface. And New York City is not far behind. All of these vice and leisure centers are linked together with my Aerojet company. All America is now embracing. All of America is now embracing our vision.
Each one of us would want to.
And Bugsy Siegel's death was not.
I'm not for me death. It was modern.
And Bugsy Siegel's party was not in vain. The question universally asked is how much influence.
Number five, I'm in a match of power.
I obey my orders.
The power
I have are to bring the work of my ancestors to life, but I can't stop till the story's over.
And what is going on? Will they not? Mafia is coming. They always disobey.
Now thou art an ogre.
Now thou.
I am better than thou art now.
I am better than thou art now.
And for sins I will hold my tongue.
Thou,
for what is me thou you say now?
Yes, Susu. I will hold my tongue. So your fist bids me thou you say now.
The first problem is staleness of imagery. The other is lack of precision. The writer either has a meaning and cannot express it, or he inadvertently says something else, or he is almost indifferent as to whether his words mean anything or not. This mixture of vagueness and sheer incompetence is the most marked characteristic of modern English prose, and especially of any kind of political writing. As soon as certain topics are raised, the concrete melts into the abstract, and no one seems able to think of turns of speech that are not hackneyed prose. Consisting less and less of words chosen for the sake of meaning, and more of phrases tacked together like the sections of a prefabricated hen house.
To exist.
Busy where you manipulate us.
to then blame us. Bring us to cities and trap us. The evolution of ideologies has stopped. We all accept this is the best way. End result of a free market. Can one tell me who this helps? I don't understand. Is this the best humanity can do? Why do I work so much? Anything. Am I not smart enough? Is it me? It's me, isn't it? I need help. Can you give me something so I can see what you mean? Don't have enough money? No one can hear me. I need more money. I want to be a manager.
Fixed on the door, this waiting's killing me. It's wearing me down. Day in, day out, my feet are burning holes in the ground. Want someone to hold me close forevermore. I'm a sleeping dog. Trails leading nowhere, where to my son? We